Okay, we're back with Neil Glusi here. So, questions before we carry on. I mean, we study a lot of MyLab's case, and they all see humans over there. I mean, who are they? Who is this human? What they exactly? Are they doctors or are they just intelligence people?
Okay, there's no short answer. So I have to bring you in your mind to understand that there are many different species of aliens.
Yes, yes.
This planet is a planet, it's a jewel in the solar system. It's like a diamond. Water, mountains, beautiful. There are many, 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 many groups of extraterrestrials that have an interest in the planet. Some lower level ones are interested in the minerals, but many, many of them have a different understanding, or let's say a different appreciation of such a planet from a scientific, highly spiritual point of view, that it's a planet that houses a consciousness around it, what we call the new sphere. I've spoken to you about this before, the mind envelope, the collective consciousness. It's a planet that fits into a solar system. You cannot affect the orbit of any one planet in a solar system without affecting the galaxy to a certain extent. So it's a highly complex reason why different ETs, I'm just giving, trying to show you that there are different feelings of why an ET wants to have an interest in us. They also have a great interest in us not destroying this planet, because sometimes you destroy a planet, you also destroy the dimensions, or we can say the octaves of consciousness, because most of us understand life as being in a body, but life and consciousness is not about being in a body, only to us, because we're such a low level. So there are many, many reasons these ETs are interested in us. So you say, who are the military men? Well, some of the great geneticists out there that are able to manipulate our genes, that are probably responsible for the creation or the perfection of the creation.
Creation of what?
Of humans. Okay.
Like clones or something?
No,
like
they. For example, the human being is what we call a bicameral species. We are made up of our genes, the genes of the old humans, the Neanderthals, the ape-looking guys, and the other genes were spliced in from the genetic pool of some of these extraterrestrials. So we're very special as a species. We're highly creative and very special. But the experiment is going wrong. The experiment of human being is going wrong. It is not right. We are still separated. We are still service to ourselves. We have a government that, you know, supposedly an elected government. It's all crooked. It's a secret government.
Right.
There's people being experimented on. There are 4 billion people who are living below the poverty line.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of reasons why many different extraterrestrials have interest here. Some just want to come and take advantage of the trouble here and come in and manipulate, control, and learn how to turn us back into slaves or fight each other, distract us while they do something else. Okay? So who are these humans that
humans,
you see?
Yes.
Okay. Because there are different compartments in the MyLab, there are different groups, groups doing things for different reasons. So in some cases you actually have screen memories. Some aliens will make you believe, some aliens will make you actually believe that there are humans there,
but they were actually not human.
Could be screen. From the MyLab side, in some cases, in all cases, humans are the humans. These are MyLab military people that they're seeing there. People experimenting on technology, people experimenting on the people pulling out, the looking for alien hybrid fetuses and women, you know, upgraded babies. You know, Nayara will tell you her uterus inside is full of scars from the trauma she suffered. This is going to be an incredible story from Nayara. So this is just sort of one aspect. There's also sometimes there are humans and aliens, humans working with aliens. I mean, that's just, we know that.
Exactly.
Because they're working together, so they're probably helping the humans on some kinds of experimentation. And because they are service to self, some of these ETs, maybe they don't put the brakes on. Maybe they just let some of these military guys go too far. There's not an impossibility.
So is it possible? Just questions. Okay, I certainly have this question. Is it possible that actually there is an alien abduction, but because they want to keep themselves clear, so they just pretend this is a my lab.
They do that.
So they even using the terrible way to abduct you.
They do that. That happens also. Now don't forget that we have researchers in this field. The key researchers in my lab is Austrian scientist, Dr. Helmut Lammer, one of the foremost. You have Mary Rodwell. She's also interested in my lab. You have Melinda Leslie. She's a my lab victim, but she is very, very advanced researcher in my lab. I've spent time with her. I know her well. I made a film with her. So, you know, I've had a lot of explanative talk from her on my lab. I still have plenty of film I've not released on my lab. You also have people like David Jacobs, Professor Dr. David Jacobs from Temple University, who is interviewing, you know, abductees and finding these MyLab interference from the military, and the same with Bud Hopkins. So what you and by the way, Bud Hopkins is the person who hypnotized Niara Isley, who next season you will be listening to. So they find MyLab in many cases with these abductions, but in many cases they can find the dividing line, and in all cases they are finding that MyLab on abductees take place because the military want to learn what happened to those abductees. They want technology. It's all about greed and technology. So bear that in mind. The MyLab abductee is still an ET abductee. They still have rich experience. They still have a message for you, for humanity. And they still, you read this stuff, you listen to this stuff, you'll still learn. But you also have to know that many of them have been hijacked by the MyLab. So never write these people off, because it's an insult to turn around to somebody. And when people, I mean, I saw you crying yesterday after you spoke with Niara Isley. I've never seen you so upset.
No.
You were shocked, right?
Exactly.
So this kind of shock is going to be given to the people of Hong Kong, because I want them to understand what MyLab is. I mean, it was terrible yesterday, right?
It is.
It was terrible.
It was terrible.
But it's essential.
I mean, this is the first time. This is the first time I can open up my mouth, and I don't know what to say.
Yes, because I had to let the people learn that you must use your intuition and use the knowledge these people are giving you. Don't listen to other humans, because humans are evil. Humans are bad. We all are. I'm not just pointing to people. I'm saying we all are. We haven't reached that level of spirituality. So we bring you the evidence. Hard evidence. This Niara Isley evidence is going to make you all cry. It's going to upset you. And so you should. Because you have to learn. You have to wake up. We all have to wake up. All of us. And that's why I'm bringing this cold, hardcore case to you. But you have to understand that the people you see in my lab, in some cases, are what we call hybrids. They are humans, they look human, but they have a huge amount of alien genetic material. And they do what is called IHA, independent hybrid activity. That means they come down, they work with the military, and some of them are troublemakers. Some of them are really, really not good. They've even been known to go out and meet with abductees, date them, and rape them, and do terrible things. Now, you know, I don't want to scare the hell out of everybody and tell everybody this happens everywhere all day. It doesn't. It's rare cases, but it happens. It goes to show that there are different ETs out there with different agendas. That's very, very important. So, again, what is the motive?
Yeah, what was the reason why they had to do it?
Okay,
I mean, besides, I mean, they want to learn.
What they want, right? Both the aliens and some aliens. Both the aliens, say both the aliens, some aliens. Remember, very advanced aliens don't need to do this. They have quantum computers. They have reached a level of technology that they know everything before you know it. But there are different levels, okay? And both some of these ETs and humans, they want to do a studying of the abductees' psychological and sociological responses over periods of time. See how they react. They want to see what the human potential is. We're going to have changing climate, changing weather, changing political situations. Mm. We'll be moving into the space age. We'll be moving into an area of openness, of working with extraterrestrials. It's going to happen.
Mm.
How can we handle it? Can we handle it? Or are we going to export our aggression?
Mm.
Are we going to export our terrible, terrible behavior and weapons into space?
Mm.
And what if we do? These ETs want to know, what are we going to do when we're released?
Mm.
Are we going to be backbiting each other?
Mm.
Are we going to be rubbishing each other? Are we going to be debunking? Is that the sign of spiritually advanced people advancing? Is it?
Mm.
No. They are watching all this. They're studying the people. Now, they're also studying human responses to different cultures. Because when you go off into space, it's a different culture again.
Mm.
It's extremely traumatic, different change
exactly.
in culture.
Yeah.
Now, another hypothesis of the motive, and this is something that Dr. David Jacobs talks about, the creation of a new race, the hybridization program. We know about these hybrids. Well, you know, sorry, people, but if we don't make success of this beautiful planet with the beautiful water, clean water that we had, clean land that we had, clean air that we had, if we don't make a success of it, we do not deserve it. It will be taken away, and rightly so. And Jim Sparks is alluding to that. He told you he had an alien daughter. So if Jim Sparks tells you he's got an alien daughter, and he's telling you that the military have got technology to clean the planet, then you better listen. Because this world is corrupt, it's sick. Okay? They are making hybrids up there. We can deny the evidence, we can laugh at it, we can say what we want. But the witness testimony from the abductees, people who have been interviewed by Mac, Bud Hopkins, by Dr. David Jacobs, all talk about these hybrids up there. Okay? We have women who are pregnant 1 minute, and the next minute the fetus is gone.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, and Niara will be telling you about her experience.
Exactly.
So don't for 1 minute start to think that you're all going to have a group mind. You're going to get your mind together collectively in like a group and debunk. Because all you're doing is you're debunking yourself. Okay? This is fact. The message is out there. It's very clear from Sparks. He's got it through. Wake up. We are destroying this planet.
Oh, that,
there's nothing bullshit my lab about that. Sorry.
Exactly. I mean, even not from the aliens, we all know that we are destroying this planet. But Jim Sparks already come up here and say something clear. But as you said, MyLab will not give this kind of information.
MyLab want to destroy the planet. They have got people, religious people, that believe in revelations and the Messiah coming. They want to see this planet dirty, burned. They wanted to see the Gulf of Mexico polluted. They did it. 9/11, they did it. They do all sorts of things. Don't fall into that trap, because that's what you're doing. When you debunk the Sparks case, people, you are falling into that trap. This is a message for humanity. It makes sense. Think about it. So that's the motives. The other motive, which is really my lab, they're making plastic soldiers. We call them plastic soldiers.
What is plastic soldiers?
Well, I had a long talk with Stephen Greer, Dr. Greer, after I'd found out that somebody had seen 5 soldiers in a bar, in like a motorway kind of eating place, drinking place. The 5 soldiers were perfectly built. Their faces were perfect. They all looked exactly the same.
What do you mean exactly the same? What, they look like the same person?
It's like me sitting here being interviewed by 5 Chukfays.
So that was something like the Star Wars, the Stormtroopers.
Exactly.
Like the clones troopers.
Exactly. Exactly.
But they were soldiers.
They were super soldiers. The MyLab are using
unbelievable.
Materials,
unbelievable.
Technology to make these super soldiers. They all look the same, and they're all controlled from one point. Okay? This is something now on the agenda. This is something we are now watching and learning about. Oh. It exists. All right?
Not only from one witness. A lot of people see that.
That's right. And this all goes to perpetuate the Sparks' story. because he's telling you, you can see that there's MyLab involved. He wants you to see there's MyLab involved. He doesn't deny it because he wants you to know what they are doing. Okay? And the ETs want you to know what they are doing. And they chose a guy like Sparks to do it. And Sparks has stood up to all the trauma. He's severely affected. You can see he's slow. He's withdrawn. You can't control him. You can't tell him what to do. He smokes a lot. He's heavily dependent on this kind of comfort because
he's struggling inside.
Struggling. He suffers, as John Mack said, from post-traumatic stress disorder. The biggest clue, you know, to the whole process. So now, let me just tell you some more motives for MyLabs, more reasons for these people doing it. They experiment secretly on new drugs and vaccinations and cloning, which I've spoken about, behavior modification, mind control. They want to alter and learn about the human genome. They want to learn about it. So they pick up people, look at the genome, they pick up abductees, try to see what kind of genes have been spliced in the DNA to learn about that. And they also want to, you know, try and create paranormal experiences. And also maybe use unknown substances that they picked up, alien substances, put them into humans, see what their reaction is. So the MyLab have all these agendas behind them.
So basically, this is all experiment.
It is extremely complicated. It is so complicated that it's hard for the mind to take in exactly what happened to Niara, what happened to Melinda Leslie, and what happened to Jim Sparks. You cannot look at a case like this and go, ah, rubbish. It's too complicated and too real. It is incredible. The opportunity that people in Hong Kong had to face-to-face watch the man, his behavior, and listen to him talk was an opportunity that many people will never get. This is very important you understand this. So what? Another point is that there's also an agenda for the MyLab and for the ETs to maintain secrecy. You know, the aliens want these MyLab people to remember seeing humans. And the humans want the abductees to remember seeing aliens. Well, doesn't that tell you something? Each one wants you to think it's the other. So you see humans. If the aliens want you to see humans and not them, then that's why you see humans. And if the MyLab want you to see aliens, then you'll see aliens.
But is there any way we can divide?
Well, there is a clear, there are dividing lines. And we've given you the processes here. That you can see the differences in the way you're abducted. You can see the differences in all the things I've spelled
but
out
we,
to you.
But we can tell the difference. We can tell the difference that abduction, the way they abduct us.
The way the abduction, the shapes of the rooms.
The room.
All the things I've given you, explained to you, you can see that there are differences.
Right.
And you have to have the exopolitical mind to analyze. Like I said to you, why would MyLab people want you to
save the earth? Yes.
Why? They don't. So you have to, you can't be a fool. You have to listen to this. Okay, you mustn't start talking about free will, human free will. You don't understand. There's nobody understands what is human free will. There's nobody really qualified to understand what is universal law. We all go, oh, yeah, man, new age, spiritual, universal law. Please, do me a favor. You know, you're miles and miles away from even understanding how to spell the word, never mind say the word. This is extremely complicated stuff. Extremely complicated. And it's like people say, oh, you know, Billy Meyer's symbols. Oh, long ago, Billy Meyer had these symbols. Please, Sparks' symbols, people, was not the alphabet. Sparks' symbols was a mechanism, a halfway mechanism to test human, to test the human mind, to test human mind for thought activation technology. It's what's coming for us in the future. So the ETs were working on Sparks and thought activation. That was not MyLab. In the interdisciplinary processes we're talking about, okay, the processes, remember I said all the different sciences, there's a guy who was an expert in symbols and pictograms as part of this team. And they studied this alphabet, and it wasn't an alphabet they found. It was a halfway method that a human could cope. So it's nothing to do with what Billy Myers had and the symbols Billy Meyer had and anybody else had. It was completely separate. It was for the advancement of the human mind to work out how to do thought activation. You remember, Sparks moved a ball, he moved a cube square, in his mind, yes, and he used a triangle, and that Melinda Leslie was taken on the craft to run the craft of the mind. Thought activation. These symbols are for thought activation, because one symbol can hold 20 pages of information. Nothing to do with the Billy Myers symbols. This is irrelevant, nonsense. Okay? So that's where we are up to here. So you can take, ask me the next question, or I can go into further stuff I want to talk about.
Okay. So, well, what, you want to take a break?
I'm fine.
Okay. You don't want to take a break, we can carry on.
I can carry on.
Okay. So there's a lot of cases I just suddenly have this questions in a lot of alien abduction case, they have implants.
Yes.
So does it mean that whatever that whoever got the implants, that is alien abduction only, it doesn't involve in my lab, is that possible?
Now let me
can I explain it this way?
Okay. I'll put it to you this way. There's a guy in the United States, his name is Dr. Daniel Mann. Daniel Mann. He had a US patent for a homing device since 1989 that can be implanted in humans. It can be implanted in humans.
What is that implanted for?
He developed this implant, small, for finding missing children. So the kids would be implanted with this little chip, just like a dog, you know. And the device is a little bit, it's quite small, but it can be injected with a syringe, just like dogs are today. And in some cases, they will implant it behind the ear, you know. Now, there's a MyLab abductee called Debbie Jordan, and she had one of these removed from her ear as well. Now, the device can be powered by a small battery that can be charged with a device held outside the body. Do you know what I mean?
So you're saying something like an electric toothbrush.
Correct.
I mean, you don't need to actually connect.
Correct.
With any metal parts, but you still can pulse and get the device charged.
Correct. You hold it outside, just like a toothbrush, and it charges by induction. And he invented that. Now, this implant can pick you up anywhere in the world by using, and here we go, 3 satellites by triangulation.
Right.
Okay, if you've got three points in the air,
they can pinpoint,
you can
the area
pinpoint
you
where
are.
You are. But what did I say to you at the beginning of the program about helicopters?
3 helicopters.
I said 3 helicopters minimum. When the MyLab people are looking for you, they will get 3 black helicopters in the sky, 3 points of triangulation. They know exactly where you are, and they send their people in. Or they beam down kind of electromagnetic beam to make you dizzy so you don't know what's going on. They come and they take you. Okay?
So but this is still a very raw way to abduct you compared with the aliens. They will throw you up and then go through the window in
correct.
The wall.
Correct.
So basically, this is the implant they put into your body is correct. To locate where you are so they can abduct you again.
Well, now listen to this. There are agencies in the U.S. military that use something called biomedical telemetry.
What exactly is biomedical telemetry?
Biomedical telemetry is it's incredible. It is technology, an instrument that can transmit not only your whereabout, but it will tell you all the information going on in your body. It can tell you how much chemicals, hormones your body's producing, whether the person is anxious or not anxious. It can tell you his psychological mood. So they can monitor the physiology of your body, your pulse, your heartbeat, your heart rate. It can measure everything. And then it can broadcast all that information to another site where they can read what you're doing. Now, they use a process called transnasal. Okay, it's transnasal. In other words, they'll go up through your nose and into your sinus cavity and put the implant inside there. Okay?
It's very difficult to take it out.
It's a common use in neurosurgery. They've been doing this since the 60s, to some extent, putting implants in through the nose. And so have some extraterrestrials been putting stuff in people's nose. The, you know, many people say, oh yeah, well, you know, the alien implant is very advanced because, like Whitney Strieber, you touch it and it moves to another area.
Yeah.
Or it's covered with a biological layer of skin and it's got nanotubes in it, so it must be alien. No.
That could be from my lab.
Look, let me tell you one thing. The military is 50 years more advanced than what they tell you. So they've already got all sorts of equipment.
So those are the back engineer from aliens, or is that directly from aliens technology?
They've also extracted implants from aliens, which tend to be more in a crystal.
Mm.
Because, you know, we are still very, very primitive. We're using, you know, electronics and this and that. But, you know, crystals have all sorts of properties. That's another whole program. Mm. Crystals. They found a lot of these kind of crystals in people's bodies. And, you know, they actually are resonating and also recording and putting them. That's very, very advanced. But to learn more about this transnasal approach to implants, which is common neurosurgery, you can get a book. It's called Cyber Gods.
Mm.
You can get another book.
Cyber Gods.
Cyber Gods, yes. Very, very complicated English wording. A book by Jay Hardy. It's called Transphenoidal Hypophysectomy.
Mm.
Okay, which is, it's 500-600 pages long, but he goes into the way they put implants into people's, you know, into their nasal cavities. There's also the direct transnasal approach to sphenoid sinus. This is another book by Griffiths. It's an extremely thick book.
Yeah,
another
900 pages.
Yes, at least. There's Rabadan, transmaxillary transnasal approach to the anterior clivus. A microsurgical anatomical model. There's some very big medical words here, but these are things you have to study and read and you'll understand more rather than just listen to somebody talking, you know, that he's done the internet research and read this and read that and all of a sudden become an expert. No, you cannot become an expert by reading on the internet. You want to become an expert in my lab, you've got to almost go through what you did and break down crying yesterday, or you've got to go and work with my lab abductees or even work with the researchers. Then you can start to talk about my lab. Okay, so anyway, this is
anyway, this is all the word, this is all the books, and I will put up the links, put up the name of the books and all the information on the forum as well. So if you want to look, you go up to the forum and just sign up to the forum as well.
Right.
And then you can see all this information.
Now, just before I go to the next step, I have to warn the listeners. I'm going to tell you about another kind of technique that they use in my lab. But before I tell you about these next two techniques, don't for one, because I'm going to talk to you about what we call virtual reality scenarios. Okay. And I'm also after that going to talk to you about otherworldly journeys. So don't for 1 minute start to listen to what I say and say, oh, you see, that's what happened to Sparks. Because this is not the case. This is not the case. You have to listen to what I'm telling you because it applies to different MyLab abductees. Because not all MyLab abductees are abducted by the same people.
Symptom, yes.
And not abducted the same. It's all different. So let me just tell you that there is a virtual reality scenario. You know, it was the late Dr. Carla Turner called these experiences virtual reality scenarios, VRS. They are mind control victims, and they claim that someone is implanting pictures in their mind. So in other words, if you're implanted with an intercerebral device that's something in your brain, then the operators may be able to electronically implant pictures and memories into the brain. Okay, this happens. There was a magazine. It's called the New World Vista magazine. They were forecasting 50 years, what the scientists can do in 50 years' time, and I think it was denied by the military. And they were saying that in 50 years' time, and remember, the military is already 50 years ahead, that they can use electromagnetic energy sources, which can be pulsed, and with a human, when it's pulsed into human body, it will allow them to freeze your body movement so you can't move. It can alter your motions, it can make you sleep, transmit suggestions, and interfere with your short-term memory, and also even delete the experience. So that reminds you of a film.
Like the astronaut.
Well, yeah, now that's a very sensitive subject. You see, when the astronauts came back, the doctor, a psychiatrist who was there while they were debriefing, there's been some leak that the astronauts had certain parts of their memory deleted. Why? So they could not talk about what they saw on the moon. It's normal. They have the technology. Okay.
Okay. Oh, wait. Mm. Before we carry on. So you're saying this kind of virtual reality technology that, I mean, the MyLab people can actually is already have this kind of technology.
They have this kind of technology, but their ways is very difficult to explain to you because we use, as I say, we use scientists who are in these fields to look at the cases and to talk on the differences.
Mm.
Okay.
Now, still there's differences.
There's still differences, but you know, I personally do not believe yet that the military is that advanced.
Mm.
It's advanced, of course, but nowhere near the level of the ETs.
Mm.
Nowhere near. The ETs is not going to give them beyond a certain point of technology.
Right.
Even if they're friendly with each other.
Okay. So you're saying even the virtual reality technology or the virtual reality scenario by somebody who experienced this, but we can still tell the difference between this is from aliens or this is from my lab.
I'll give you a clue.
Mm.
I'll give you a clue to the difference.
Mm.
I can, when a human does something to a human, he has to exert through the limited technology a stress.
Mm.
So if you've got something wrong with you, for example, you've got a cancer, I have to give you chemotherapy.
Mm.
The chemotherapy cures the cancer, but it also kills a lot of other things in your body.
Exactly, yes.
Okay, but when you look at it, you think, wow, he took a medicine, he's cured.
Mm.
But when an extraterrestrial cures your cancer, the cancer goes and there's no stress to the body.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
There's level of stress.
Mm.
There's levels of resistance in all the super technology that the human military have.
Mm.
It is not as smooth and as workable.
It's always got some side effect.
It's always a side effect. It's always got some telltale signature for the people who are professional enough to look at it and to understand it.
Mm.
There's a difference.
Okay.
Always a difference.
Mm.
Nobody talks too much about that because we don't really want to talk too much about that, what the differences are. Because, you know, nobody, these experts in the field, it's important that they keep their science to themselves so that the people who need to know the differences will know without giving too much story away.
Mm.
So, we can also say that there's another guy called Dr. Joseph Sharp, and they experimented with microwaves that you could point to somebody, and as long as the beam was hitting their head, they could talk voices into your head.
The creating voice.
To create a voice.
Inside your head.
Inside your head. Okay? Because you have the microwave beam on your head, and then there's some kind of vibration effect, just like with a radio wave has vibrations, and it manifests through a speaker. So it resonates against the bones in your body and they hear a voice.
But the people beside them cannot hear.
People beside cannot hear. But it resonates in the cochlea, inside the ear.
Mm.
Very sensitive hairs, so only that person hears it.
Mm.
So if you get a person like that and you traumatize them, you make them really have a lot of torture and pressure and they bury memories, you can mind control that person with microwaves.
Or you can discredit this person.
Or make him become a Manchurian. Become
like crazy.
Like Manchurian candidate. Go and kill somebody.
Mm.
You know? This is pure mind control. This kind of stuff is not that involved in my lab. Mm. But they can do this kind of stuff in certain applications. They can.
Mm.
But it's a stress. Put microwaves on somebody's head. It's a stress.
Mm.
Put alien telepathy into your head. Mm. It's not a stress. You see the difference?
Pretty natural.
You see the difference?
Yeah. Mm.
There's always a stress associated with whatever is my lab.
Mm.
Whatever is ET, the stress is different. They might have fear.
Mm.
You know, you might have fear.
Mm.
People have abductions, they have a lot of fear.
Mm.
Some people have abductions.
Yeah.
You know, and there's no fear.
Mm. You mean abduction?
No,
like you?
No, what I'm trying to say is, for example, if you've got 10 people go to the dentist.
Right.
Okay. Every person goes to the dentist will have a different experience. Some people, it means nothing. Some people are scared before they go.
Mm.
Some people are scared during. And some people don't care.
So we cannot say like because some people say that Jim Spark keep yelling that I don't want to die.
Exactly.
It's because he got really scared.
Wouldn't you? In the first instance, if that happened
to
you?
Yeah, for me, probably I won't.
Well,
so I'm probably the brave patient in the dentist. To the dentist, yes.
That's right. He got afraid. You know, and it's not because it's my lab. It's because he's a human being who was abducted by extraterrestrials, and he woke up in this place and he saw what he saw, and he was afraid. He thought he was going to die. It's normal. But there's some people who wake up in the place, some adventurous people.
They feel curious.
They feel curious. You know? So that's why you get some people get abducted, they come back, oh, it was terrible, I was terrible, I was afraid. It's because it's subjective. It depends on each individual person. You know? Lucky Sparks took many, many years, but he adapted to it. And he was able to enrich himself and learn from it. And bring us a message, which people are trying to debunk. Which is terrible. Terrible. 20-something years of experience, and you got some idiot turns around and says, you know, this is rubbish, it's my lab. No, please, wake up, learn, do your homework. Please. Read. Don't listen to the internet. Read. Just go and find out the facts, you know? Then you'll know more about what you're talking about. I mean, this is just the way it is. So, this is very, very interesting because Charles Hall, who worked at Nellis Air Force Base with the Tall Whites, he said that they had a technology as well. That when they
Microwave hearing?
Yes. Well, he doesn't know what the technology was, but he's saying that if they were 100 meters away and they point towards him something, an instrument, they could talk to him in his mind. So very similar technology. So Tall White is obviously a type 1 civilization. We are type 0.6. The military is 0.8. Based on the laws of thermodynamics. So this is a type 1 civilization of ET. So you can see it's still a service to self. The type of ET that gets here in a spacecraft in a different way and is working with the military, you know, and we're giving them something in return. Okay. So anyway, you want to read something about virtual reality. There's a very, very good book. It's called Some Aspects of Anti-Personnel Electromagnetic Weapons. It's written by a guy called David Giat. 1996, the book was done. There's another book by Alex Constantine. It's called Psychic Dictatorship in the USA.
Right.
So you can get that book as well. And it'll tell you more about virtual reality scenarios. Okay?
Right. Okay. So before we carry on, we take another break.